seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Attention, warning, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Adrian Lozano Show. This information should not be considered complete, up to date, and is not intended to be used in place of a visit, consultation, or advice of a legal, medical, or any other professional. Thank you very kindly.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Adrian Lozano Show. Rock and roll.
Hello, listeners. Welcome. This is Adrian Lozano, and I am very, very beautiful. Aside from that, I just want to let you know that you're amazing for listening, and I think you're fucking pretty damn handsome yourself. All right, so, on today's episode...
Also, the comedy is rather very ribaldry and at times extremely imaginative. The show. Thanks you very much. Thank you. All content from this show are for comedic purposes only.
Guten Tag and Konnichiwa. I am Adrian Marcus Lozano, host of the Adrian Lozano Show. That's the show you're listening to right now. And this is the show where you get movie trailers, my opinions on movie trailers, and original music, which has nothing to do with the movie trailers, but music is a very key part of trailers. So there's that. Yeah, I'm gonna die on that hill. Okay, let's get this started with some weirdness. Okay.
That's why you killed him, too.
Yes. Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face, heaving breaths.
Yeah, fucking
Mrs. White, you've been paying our friend the blackmailer ever since your husband died under, shall we say, mysterious circumstances.
So the thing you heard earlier was the Andrew Evans music. Inside of my face. So it says here that a tribute to the fabulous Madeline Kahn, from June 1st, 2018, Andrew Evans music. It's got 4,140 views. It's from 3 years ago, so 149 likes. Could it be 150? I don't know. We'll find out. I'm feeling clicky. Alright, also, Clicky's not the nickname of somebody. I'm not feeling anybody named Clicky. That is, McKeon. Everybody knows Michael McKeon. He is the guy that traded bodies with Mulder. He's, the lead singer of Spinal Tap. And, he chases the Coneheads. Michael McKeon. That's just a small fucking... He was also, what was it? He was Lenny, right? Yeah, he was Lenny, because Squiggy was the other guy. Don't mix up your Lennies and your Squiggies. All right. Why am I talking about Clue? C-L-U-E. However, everywhere else, I just found this out. Everywhere else called it Cluedo. I've never seen Cluedo. It's a combination of the word clue and the word Ludo. And Ludo is Latin for let's play. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. I knew it only as a name. So. Oh, back to what I was reading. Michael McKeon recalls, all that was written was, I hated her so much, I wanted to kill her, or something like that. But Kahn just kind of went into a fugue. Weird word. Fugue. It's like when you are not yourself. You lose. It's like when you're in a fit of hysteria and you're like, you know, speaking in tongues or whatever, you're not yourself. Fugue. Went into a fugue about hatred. She did it 3 or 4 times, and each time was funnier than the last. Wow, that's pretty cool. It's a great movie. If you haven't seen Clue in a while, watch it. That shit's badass. Sometimes you gotta do things to make yourself feel better, because ultimately it's just gonna come down to you making a decision.
I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face. Heaving breaths.
Here's one thing that shouldn't have been a movie, and one thing that shouldn't have been remade. Take it away, me. Don't tell me what to do. Dude, just...
Who's blowing up your phone?
Oh, my mom.
Yeah.
Call her when I get home.
You're not giving her any grandbabies. Say the word, I'll set you up. I got cousins.
Yeah, I've met your cousins. They're lovely. Maybe after I make cheese.
This is huge.
There's food, at least some toys. This one's his favorite.
Mr. Mercy.
What are you talking about?
Did mom call you?
Your father wanted you to have Hooch. He rescued him from the shelter. He said it was almost like the original Hooch came back.
I can't take care of him. I'm working all the time, and I'm just still trying to prove myself here, Mom.
Come on. You're gonna love him.
Come on at your home! Hooch!
You're gonna be fine.
Laura, I'm late for work.
God, we've got an emergency here. 3 males driving a silver Suburban.
Oh, wait, silver Suburban?
I see him. I'm in pursuit.
Oh, my. How did this happen? Also, why is there a dog in the office?
It's a long story, sir.
Everybody needs somebody sometimes.
This is totally out of control. I don't know what to do.
I think I might know someone you can talk to.
Erica, meet Scott.
Hi.
I'll let you two chat.
If there's anything you can do, I'm desperate. He's just totally untrained.
Hooch, sit down. Good.
Wow. He behaves for everyone but me.
Somebody sometimes.
Dad wrote it before he passed.
Dear Scotty, I know you think you don't want a dog. But everything I care about in my life started with a dog.
I think Hooch sees something that we don't.
Didn't see that coming. Great job. Get the dog out of here.
That dog remains a disaster waiting to happen.
He's just drinking the water for contaminants. We are totally focused on Hooch's training. He's getting better every day. Let's call the help, Hooch. I'm so sorry.
Is he yours?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And no. But especially no. Oh, fuck. No. Yeah, this looks terrible. I'm sorry I did that to you. I wish I hadn't squished that fish. Oh boy. And now for something completely different. That's terrible. How terrible is it? Well, it's pretty goddamn terrible.
You may not believe it, but there is magic all around us. There are times it can be hard to find.
Did you bring your garbage to school?
But sometimes, the magic finds us.
Look at you, Dumbo Casey. So cute.
And so red.
How big is he gonna get?
That depends, doesn't it?
On what?
On how much you love him.
I wish big and strong in the world couldn't hurt us.
Okay, so that's going to be in theaters the 17th. Holy shit, fuck. That's... Yes, Ho-Ho. Look, I can't help it that you fell. I'm sorry you fell. You're drunk. With power. Flames on the side of my face. Flames. On the side of my face. That's right. She's a Madeline Kahn fan too. I'm so tired of being admired. I'm just tired.
Adrian being sexy. As a character, Adrian is stiff.
Okay, so did you ever hear those creepy urban legends about Clifford and the Big Red Dog? How it was like based on a true story? And how, like, there's another urban legend that says the little girl was just crazy. Emily McVickers, or whatever her name is. Yeah, and there was another one that the dog was the product of a mad scientist experiment. There was another one where the story was a true story, but they had to, the government had to come in and take the dog because it was too big. And there's a lot. There's a lot. There's enough for you to start feeling like people just got bored one day and picked this as a topic. Apparently there's also like a lot of lost episodes or like, I guess, black market episodes or bootleg fan maids, you know, like that are fucked up and depict the characters doing fucked up shit. And, you know, with today's artists... You could really do some convincing stuff. Okay, so the Turner and Hooch thing, once is enough, Once is enough. Hard enough. Don't win Dixie us, you motherfuckers. Just don't do it. Do you think maybe, just maybe, people might refer to the new 20s as Harriet's or Tubman's? I feel like they'll be more Tubman's, because I feel like it's more respectful to use the last name, but I feel like you can't help but give me a Harriet. Change for a Harriet. It's just so weird. It's so bizarre. I'm not against it. I learned about those cop cars from Shu. Apparently they have cop cars with black historical figures on them, painted on the back of the police car there. Look, I'm just saying that I didn't know that. That was new to me. It's a little weird. It's little white Skittles. You know, you want to taste the white Skittles? That was the thing. You missed the news for 1 month, and then suddenly everything's different, and we've got a new Halloween that looks fucking amazing. That looks gnarly. That looks super fucking gnarly. Like, cheese, Louise with cheese for freeze. Holy fuck. It's definitely promoting mob rule, and it's definitely, the Halloween films have always been about that. Remember when that group of townsfolk, I think it's the third, or no, it's the fifth one. It's the, because the third one's the one with 8 more days till Halloween. It was the fifth one where they shoot that dude. He's like a fucking bar patron or whatever, but they light him up. There's like fucking 6 people just fucking throwing lead at this guy and like they light him up, and it's like, oh, it's Ted or whatever. Oh, no. I think he's still owed money on his bar tab. You know, like, fucking... Oh, mob rule isn't generally a good thing. Heads on pikes. Those motherfuckers. That's wrong. That was wrong. Okay, so let's say that this is the best looking thing out of all the trailers that I've shared with you today. Fuck, man. I could watch Jamie Lee Curtis kill Michael Myers all day. Some days I have. But some days it turns out it was just a paramedic in a Michael Myers mask. Oh, don't you hate it when that happens? And after cutting his head off with a goddamn axe, you figure, I'm in the clear. When would he have had time to make this change? What is he, an escape artist? Is he some kind of street magician? Did he learn from David Blaine how to be weird? Because he's pretty weird. I don't know. He always looked like he was doped up to me, that David Blaine. He's like, I just took a couple pills and I'm feeling pretty sleepy, but go ahead and hold this quarter, okay? Now I'm going to wave my hand. Now the quarter's a razor blade, okay? And now you cut yourself. All right. I'm going to take a little nap. And y'all wake me up, and he just starts to levitate in midair. It's like, we're gonna go. I'm just leaving there, like, levitating on the sidewalk. Oh, that'd be great. Like, if magicians had that ability, it's like, oh, look, he can levitate. Get away from him, honey. Hide your purse. Yeah, this looks badass. Shot for shot definitely would be cool, because this is one of those things where it's like, oh, damn. It looks brutal. It looks very brutal. A man. Sometimes there's a man. Sometimes you eat the bar. Or the bar. Sometimes you eat the Bexar. Sometimes the Bexar eats you. Isn't that right, Bexar? For those of you that don't know, in Texas, we spell bear with an X in the middle of it, because that's how you spell everything here in Texas. If you have a regular name like Bob, you better stick a fucking X or two in the middle of that name. About an X on each side of that O, Bob. That's good. All right. I'm down. I'm down for... I want to see Michael Myers fight Jason Voorhees. I want to see him go at it from behind all the way. Like, I really would like that. I would... fucking, because those two guys are the strong silent type. They both like long walks on the beach. It just makes sense to see them fight. How fucking far is Illinois from what, New Jersey, Crystal Lake? Like, it shouldn't be that far. It shouldn't be this hard to get these two together. I think that a good counterpoint to that would be Freddy Krueger going up against Pinhead and the Cenobites, because Krueger could utilize what is the Lamont configuration, the LaForge configuration, and manipulate it somehow to where he's able to exist again in the dream world and get out of, let's say, hell, you know, get away from that Leviathan. Getting away from that Leviathan. Oh, yeah. The Leviathan is a key point in the second Hellraiser movie, FYI. I'm kind of a Clive Barker fan. He's weird, but he's, mean. And that's the important thing. That's the important thing. Okay, so today's original music was that, Andrew Evans... with the Flames. That tribute to Madeline Kahn. I really do dig that. I like when people use samples that are improv parts from movies. You know, it's like, that was totally unscripted. Like when our DJ said, I'm Iron Man Nichols. I'm Iron McMahon. I am my own bodyguard. because he was always, it was always his bodyguard. Who's that guy in that suit? Must be his bodyguard. Or it's an empty suit whenever he's not in it. Oh, shit. I like Iron Man. I'm not gonna talk anymore about that. I feel like that's a separate episode. And, yeah, the boys are checking out Iron Man, and I really hate those Fast and Furious movies. Not out of anything other than just, like, I don't care about racing. I don't care about Vin Diesel. And I don't care about racing. So, yeah. Those movies just, I would say only added to my depression of the week. It's like the show I love to listen to take my mind off my troubles and get me away from the things that bother me was doing a special on the things that they like, and that's one of those things. It's like, oh, you also like this. Well, I like you less. Oh, fuck. Did you enjoy yourself? Did you learn something? If you learned something, that's your own fault. I just provide content that's subpar most of the time. Anyway, how about some original music from myself? Oh. Yeah. I'm not doing well, but at least I'm still doing. For the time being. Make sure to look out for yourself. And I will see you. Probably never. But I will talk to you in the future. From the past. We'll be right back.
I'll take it all day long. And taking a live look outside 37 at Carolina.
You have been listening to the Adrian Lozano Show.
I wanted to ask you something a few days ago, but I just didn't.